James Doyle has won the Democratic gubernatorial primary without winning Milwaukee or Dane counties. Barrett and Falk won those areas respectively. But Doyle did well enough in the two big Democratic strongholds. For example, he got the vote of Madison-based corporate recruiter Andy Mattson.
I've always been pretty impressed with his record running as our attorney general, and I've thought for years that he should run for governor because he'd be a good fit.
Doyle did win the most votes in Brown County and a number of other urban and rural areas. In a midnight victory speech, the attorney general praised Falk and Barrett and said the Democrats finished the primary without harshly attacking each other. Doyle suggests his campaign against Scott McCallum will not be as gentle.
He's worried, and he should be. And he's living proof that not all on-the-job training programs are successful. And his time is almost up.
Doyle says McCallum has had a reign of error, misusing state planes, unwisely commissioning McCallum coins, and selling off the state's tobacco settlement. In a brief concession speech, Congressmember Tom Barrett also contended that the Democratic candidates had not damaged the primary winner's chances in November.
We should be proud that we ran a positive race for governor of the state of Wisconsin.
In her concession speech, Kathleen Falk made it clear that she will support Doyle in the general election. But the Dane County executive, who often had sidestepped some of the squabbles between Doyle and Barrett, defended the way she had run the race.
We'll leave it to the political pundits to decide why the race turned out the way it did, but I know this. Together we couldn't have worked harder or better. We offered real ideas on the most important issues facing us, and we listened to people in every corner of this great state.
Democrats sense they have a chance to retake the governor's mansion for the first time since 1986. But Scott McCallum enters the final 2 months with more cash on hand and the support of a number of fiscal and social conservatives. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.